pushing up the collar of his jacket, Liamis stepped outside into the icy October wind. He remembered the crowd then. It was something you forgot inside the hut, this group of puzzled faces. The people changed, but the expressions were the same. It was like a helpless crowd that gathers around a traffic accident, no one knowing how it happened, whether you should move the body. Dust or smoke rose through the beams of the arc lamps, a constant shifting pall between the margins of light. Liamis walked to the car and said to the woman, "Where is he?"
"They came for him and he ran. He took the bicycle. They can't have known about me."
"Where did he go?"
"We'd a room near Brandenburg over the pub. He kept a few things there, money, papers. I think he'll have gone there, then he'll come over."
"Tonight?"
"He said he'd come tonight. The others have all been caught. Paul, Viorik, Lanza, Salomon. He hasn't got long."
Liamis stared at her for a moment in silence. "Lanza too?"
"Last night."
A policeman was standing at Liamis' side.
"You'll have to move away from here," he said. "It's forbidden to obstruct the crossing point."
Liamis half turned.
"Go to hell,"
he snapped. The German stiffened, but the woman said,
"Get in. We'll drive down to the corner."
He got in beside her and they drove slowly until they reached a side road.
"I didn't know you had a car," he said.
"It's my husband's," she replied indifferently. "Carl never told you I was married, did he?"
Liamis was silent.
"My husband and I work for an optical firm. They let us over to do business. Carl only told you my maiden name. He didn't want me to be mixed up with you."
Liamis took a key from his pocket.
"You want somewhere to stay,"
he said. His voice sounded flat.
"There's an apartment in Albrecht Durerstrasse, next to the museum, number 28A. You'll find everything you want. I'll telephone you when he comes."
"I'll stay here with you."
"I'm not staying here. Go to the flat. I'll ring you. There's no point in waiting here."
"But he's coming to the crossing point."
Liamis looked at her in surprise.
"He told you that?"
"Yes. He knows one of the Vopos there, the son of his landlord. It may help. That's why he chose this route."
"And he told you that?"
"He trusts me. He told me everything."
"Christ!"